Good morning. My guest this morning is Nancy Hansen, and she is the director of Driving Miss Daisy, which is going to open on September 13th at the Pegasus Theater. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Roland. I'm happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you here. Now, you're not the artistic director of Pegasus anymore. Mention who is.
Beulah Vega, who has been with Narrow Way Stage for some time.
Right.
She's also directed in the other theaters around the area, and we were thrilled to have her accept our offer.
Excellent. So how many shows will you direct a year, do you think?
It would depend upon the shows, I think.
Uh-huh.
I would like to direct once a year, once every 2 years or so. But I've spent pretty much full time with Pegasus Theater in the last 12 years. So kind of getting a perspective on some other things, too.
So Driving Miss Daisy has drawn you back into the directorial game, though.
Oh, it has indeed. I did direct the show 4 years ago when we first moved from the hall, and we did it at the Guerneville Community Church.
Uh-huh.
And it was very well received. And so it came up again because we had a couple of cancellations, I would say, you know, in our season.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a to-be-announced spot. And people suggested that we revive Miss Daisy, and we're having a wonderful time doing it. I didn't know that I would enjoy directing the same show again, but I really have, because it's been a deepening experience. You know, the characters are deeper, the relationship. The two leads are the same people. Arnie House is playing Hoke, and Lois Perlman is playing Daisy.
Oh, great.
And we're joined with Mark Molina, who's going to be Daisy's son, Bully, this time. But yes, the characters, I think, are getting even deeper. The relationship has got many, many levels, and we're really enjoying the rehearsals.
Like getting to have dinner with an old friend.
It is. And they've changed in 4 years. You know, the characters have changed as well as the actors,
yeah.
So it's very fun.
And you have changed, too, and so your approach may be similar, but it's subtly different.
It's quite different. And, of course, it's a different venue because we're now at the Rionito Lodge, and the theater is a real theater, you know, with risers and so on. And so it's really, really fun to be doing it there.
Do you think that is going to be the permanent home of Pegasus Theater Company?
I think so. It looks that way. And it's more and more, it's really appealing because we have new owners. There's a hotel in the old lodge now. And it's up and running with 12 rooms and a lovely little coffee shop that has really good coffee and smoothies and all those healthy things, you know.
Well, it's
so
about
it's
time.
Lovely.
It's about time that Rionito came back into the consciousness of local people.
There you go. Yes.
In my childhood, Rionito was one of the places to go.
You and me. I was looking at some old pictures from my teenage years and the wonderful beach at Rionito and all of those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it really has become a much more appealing place, and what the new owners are doing at the lodge are helping it along, too.
Any plans for future productions at Pegasus that you'd like to disclose?
Oh, absolutely. We're doing our next show will be Sleeping Indoors. It's about a homeless man, and it's our Christmas show. And the writer, who I really would like to acknowledge right now, has offered it to us, no royalties, but to do something for the homeless. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, really?
And it's a very interesting,
wonderful.
Interesting show. So I'm excited about that.
Oh,
his name is Jim Holt.
Jim Holt. Okay. Is he a local person?
No, he's, he's from the East. I can't remember where exactly.
Right.
But he had sent us this play, you know, how writers do sometimes. And I read it and picked right up on it and found a director who was excited about it, John Rowan. So I think that's going to be a good one.
Nancy, thanks for coming in and telling us about the doings of Pegasus Theater Company.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. And let's tell people once again that that the doings are their production of Driving Miss Daisy, which opens on September 13th. That's very soon. And plays through October the 6th at Rionito Lodge. For information, a telephone number, 583-2343. Online, it's pegasustheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.